Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Hello and welcome to the Elam Network. I'm your host, Christopher Berrios, and this is Think Tank Christian Radio. Tonight we will be talking
Good evening. This is Keisha, and I am welcome to Elam Network. I am your host, Keisha Berrios, and this is Think Tank Radio. We have been having some technical difficulties, so I hope you guys have been able to bear with us. Very soon we will be connecting our host, our wonderful guest, Tiffany, and today we're going to be talking about real marriage moments. And so we will be bringing Tiffany on shortly. Tiffany, are you able to hear me? Tiffany? Tiffany?
Yes, good evening.
Hi! I am so excited. I am so excited to have you on the show. I'm glad that the people that are listening in was able to bear with us. I have been having some technical difficulties. I tried to call in. It wouldn't give me the right pen. So obviously we're going to bless the people tonight. So
Amen.
So before we get started, I'm going to pray and then we will get right into it. Father God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, that you have allowed us to come together, Father, to be able to be a blessing to the people, God. We ask you now, God, to bless this line, God. Cover this line with your blood, Father. Let something that we say or do on tonight, Father, be able to bless many people, God.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Tiffany,
amen.
So would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Yes, well, good evening, Keisha. First, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. Well, my name is Tiffany Williamson. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina, originally from Philadelphia. A little bit about myself. Hello?
We're here. We can hear you.
Hello? Okay.
We can hear you.
And,
okay.
You know, I've been married for 11 years. It'll be 12-year anniversary in August. And I have 4 beautiful children.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for that, Tiffany, and we appreciate you taking your time out today to come and chat with us. So let's jump right in. So the first question I have for you is making marriage last. Could you tell me what you feel like the key is to making a marriage last?
Well, making marriage last is the key. Well, the first thing is it's still last, still going, and it's everlasting.
Amen.
one of the essential parts of the marriage that I had to really understand, and you know, it took time for me to understand it, that when you become married, you do become one, but you are still two individuals. Which means that, you know, you come from two different backgrounds, you know, so that means that it may be you want the same path in reference to desiring the same thing, but you just have different responses, so everything is not pictured the way you think it should be. But I think the key to making it last is love, respect, compassion for one another. That's definitely a big factor, compassion. And, you know, sometimes understanding that you have to adjust.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do you believe, and I don't want to get too personal, but how long have you been saved? And were you saved when you got married? And do you think that there is a difference between the way that a marriage looks when you're a Christian versus in the world?
Yes. Well, a couple of things. The first thing is, actually, I've been saved and for about 12 years now. Actually, right before I met my husband, I was in that transition. I was about 23, 24, and I was right there in that transition of changing my life. I had just gave my life to Christ, and I knew that I wanted to live right, and I was actually praying for a husband. And 6 months later, I found my mate. That I felt that God blessed me with through these years. You know, I still believe, I still hold on faith to believe that he was tailored, designed for me.
Right.
And, you know, in reference to the difference about a Christian marriage, is the primary difference is that, you know, as a Christian in a marriage, you're set apart and you're not what the world thinks that your marriage should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I'll tell you now, you know, in the process, in the beginning of the marriage, I realized, you know, it wasn't easy being cheesy every day. Every day. You're not floating every day.
Right.
You're not floating every day on lily pads. But God, you know, even meeting him and coming into my transition, we both agreed and we both was on the same page in reference to having Christ in the center of our marriage. And our goal was to, you know, continue. Our goal was to grow Christ-like throughout the life of our marriage. And, I'm just going to be honest and transparent, you know, because I'm not here to sell fairy tales today. But
right.
In the beginning,
this is real talk.
This is real talk. And in
yes.
the beginning of our marriage and in my transition, I had just gave, you know, my life to Christ, as I stated. And, you know, my husband, well, let's say, you know, he definitely would rather have watched football on Sunday. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, through the transition, I remember, you know, the first couple of years. And when you go back to the importance of a Christian marriage and what that looked like, is that I thank God that in the transition, even for me changing my life, that I had a faith-based church that was a Bible-teaching church. I had women of God that was in my life that were seasoned and that were married. So I had people that I was able to talk to and help me and guide me along, because I know that one of my things was that I was so focused on Ephesians 5, because, you know, Ephesians 5 gives you the guideline and the structure in reference to what the roles is in the marriage. And
mm-hmm.
for me, one of the things was I focused so much on Ephesians 5:23, where it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, and even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body." And I was so focused on that, not understanding that, I don't even think that he even knew or understood what that was.
Wow.
And going through, you know, again, with this picture and this fairy tale that you had in your mind in reference to what a marriage is to look like, you know, and speaking to my sisters in Christ and speaking to my first lady and praying about a lot of things, because, you know, I say, God, this is the husband that you gave me. And God spoke right back and said, yes, he is who I gave you, and I don't do do-overs. And I said, okay.
Wow.
So I was instructed in reference to reading First Peter 3. That spoke so much volume to me that I had to read in so many different translations. And in 1 Peter 3, where it says, likewise, your wives, be submissive to your own husband, that if he doesn't obey any of the word, that also may, without the word, he'll be won over by your conduct, by your godly
mm-hmm.
behavior of a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that
right.
spoke to me so much, because I said, okay, all right, I get it. So now let me calm down, because I used to be tripping. I used to be tripping
right.
because I was all about this picture, how it's supposed to look. And you ain't in church every Sunday with me, and I'm in church with these kids, and why you not here with me? Everybody else's husband is here. But I had to realize that those husbands that was there, they had Tinder in their marriage while I was just fresh 2 years.
Wow.
So I had,
now that,
I had to
that's,
understand that.
Yes. Absolutely, and that is a good point. You brought out some a couple of powerful points that I'm going to hit on. One of the things that you said was that submission thing. And, you know, in marriage and in the world in this day and age, submission is almost like a cuss word to some women.
Mm-hmm.
And submission
mm-hmm.
to some women, they make them almost believe that, you know, I ain't submitting to nobody. It's that I'm every woman type of mentality and the you know, snap my neck, roll my eyes type of thing. And I know for me, I really had to work on submission. And so tell me, you know, how what would you tell a woman that is in preparing for a mate or, you know, even struggling in marriage with the submission? What would you tell them, or what advice would you give them on how to work that out?
Well, the advice that I have in reference to submission is the first thing is that we have to understand that in the marriage or even when you find your mate, because I believe that as a woman, when you're finding your mate, most of the time, 98% of the time, 99% of the time is the man that's the one that's asking for the hand in marriage. And mm-hmm. and I believe that when the man is asking for the hand in marriage, their mindset is that, I want to take care of you. And I want to provide for you, because that's what, how the man's thought process is providing and making sure that they're taking care of their wife and their family. And I think that sometimes we don't understand that everything is not going to look the way that we think that it should look. And even as a Christian
right.
woman, again, as I stated, for me, it was always about the look in reference to the Christian woman. I wanted the look, but I didn't want to dig deep in reference to what God said that the marriage is supposed to look like for even for the woman. So it was a lot of times where I had to understand that I got to pray this thing through, and I got to continue with the race to continue to be a Christian. Because again, when I tell you about the sisters, you know, they would be so laid back about, oh, don't worry, keep coming, he'll come. And I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
that. And it was times
wow.
where I had to learn how to go ahead and bite the inside of my jaws and still cook, still make sure
uh-huh.
the dinner was made, and still be a wife. Because sometimes
right.
as a Christian woman, we're so focused on the Christian lifestyle that we lose sight of being the wife.
Wow,
we lose sight of being the wife. We're doing work, and sometimes husbands don't want work. He want a wife.
Mm.
He want his wife. He want his girlfriend. He want his friend.
Right.
Because I know that in a perfect world, we want to come in evenly yoke. I know in a perfect world that's what we want. Sometimes that's not always the case. But that still does not mean that God did not ordain for the marriage to be, because it gotta be some testimony in your life in reference to the transitions that you go through in life. And for me, my testimony and my faith was strong and hard in reference to the marriage for many years walking with Christ. I think overall it was the marriage that that strengthened me as a Christian. You know, but again, through all of that, you know, going on 12 years, me and my husband been in church doing ministry together for 4 years, side by side.
That's definitely powerful. And I'm just going to give the number out. If you are listening in online, or if you have called in and you have a question, you can call at 866-335-4643. If you have a question you want to ask Tiffany or I, or you even have just a comment, again, you can call into 866-335-4643 to press 1 to get in the queue, and we will definitely get you in the queue if possible.
Hello.
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 Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening.
Hi, Tiffany. Hi, Keisha. Today is definitely a real marriage moment. Just trying to hold down the fort. The script is flipped. I got the kids, and Keisha's holding down the fort for the show. But praise God, we're moving forward. I have a really quick question for you, Mrs. Williamson. You said you've been married, what, 11 years now?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Tiffany? Did we lose Tiffany?
I hope not, but I guess my question was going to be, what advice would you have for husbands, in this instant gratification, Instagram, Insta DM, and all this other nonsense. What advice would she have for the brothers to really truly stay focused on their marriage with all the distractions that's going on, especially in the church itself?
So I don't know if we lost Tiffany, but I will definitely. I will try to answer that. So you want to know?
Hello.
She's back. Oh yes, praise
God!
The devil is. I just want to take a moment. The devil is really busy on tonight. I'm not really sure what is going on the the phone lines, but we're definitely getting some interference from the enemy. But we're gonna bind him now. We bind and rebuke the enemy on tonight.
Yes,
he will not disturb this line. He will. This show shall go forth, and we bind him now in Jesus' name. Okay, so you're back, Tiffany. Christopher had a question for you. Are you still on the line, Christopher?
Yes, I am,
I'll
make
okay.
A
okay.
Because we got
go
a lot of people. What advice would you give the brothers to really stay focused in this day and age with so much distractions, especially online, whether it's social media or just, people just having multiple ways to reaching us as married men versus, obviously back in the day or, previous generations?
I will say, in this new time and age, I'm kind of old school too, because even with me, me and my husband is getting new to this whole social media thing. But I will say in reference to the brothers, that are in relationships or looking, to get married, the focus is, just making up your mind what it is of how you want to live. I think at the end of the day, it's about making up your mind in reference to how it is that you want to live. One of the conversations that me and my husband have all the time is, and even back in the day, I would ask him when he would hang out with his friends, were any of your friends married? Well, if they ain't married, you might not, want to hang out with them too much anymore. And if you are in church or you in service or you in ministry, you might need to reach out to them brothers that are in Christ, because you need to be poured into daily. You need to, even if it's secret, because I do understand that, with men, they're macho, they pride. So you ain't always got to go running like you're looking for help, but maybe you want to sit back and observe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
That's good. Thank you, Christopher, for calling in with that question. We appreciate you.
Yes,
amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Do we have any other callers on the line that has a question for Tiffany? You can press 1, and we will definitely try to answer.
Yeah, I have a question for Tiffany. My name is Dion, and me and my girlfriend, we are, currently engaged. Want to know what your thoughts on premarital sex.
Okay, that's a good one.
Premarital sex. Well, here's the thing in reference to that. I think that if you, even with you asking the question, that means that you have thought about it and you have considered it. I believe that if you are learning or if you're trying to get the understanding in reference to that, I think that if you want your marriage to be ordained and Christ-centered, that you should definitely, you know, wait for marriage. Now, let me just say this. I do know that for me and my husband, we got married very early. Like, we met and we were married within 4 months. And that's only because I guess we kind of was in a place where we knew what we wanted and we figured that we can go ahead and do this, take the plunge and close the deal. But if that's something that you're contemplating on, then I think it is something that you should look into in reference to having abstinence, because you want to do the right thing. You want to make sure that you're going into this marriage the right way. Now, with your fiance, and if y'all been in a long relationship, it may be that you guys have already been there at one point, but there's nothing wrong starting now to. And I feel as though there's nothing wrong with now fasting and praying and asking God to give you God's strength and give you direction in reference to maybe now, okay, well, maybe because we want to save this for marriage, maybe we shouldn't do this right now anymore until we get married. I feel as though that, again, it's something that you have to make up your mind in reference to if that's something that you want to do. Because it's best for the marriage. Because again, this is your fiance, but marriage, you take it to another level when you get married. So take it to another level now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's definitely good. And can I piggyback off that for a second? You said your name was Dion. Is that what you said your name was, caller?
Dion.
Okay. I can say that for and I have been married 2 years. Christopher and I definitely practiced abstinence before we got married. I am going to be real with you. I don't know about him, did get a lot of pushback and a lot of people in my ear, even church people, mm-hmm. even for my girlfriends mm-hmm. that were saying, I cannot believe you're going to wait. You need to test the car. What if it ain't no good? A lot of things. So you have to be definite. And these were people that were saved, sanctified, supposedly, in the mm-hmm. church singing. So you have to mm-hmm. know that you know that you know that you want to do the right thing. I was divorced twice before Christopher. I didn't do the right thing with those things. Not saying that was the cause of my divorce, because that was not. But I believe, Tiffany said, if you and your fiance want to start off right now, you can start today. It's not too late to start today. And I believe that if you do that, like she said, with fasting and praying, and you guys make the decision, we're going to start now and we're going to wait, I believe that God will bless you.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. We appreciate you calling in.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was good.
Do we have any other callers on the phone that have a question for Tiffany or I?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, we can hear
you.
You are live. Uh-huh.
How are
you
doing? Live.
Hi, how are you?
I am okay. How are you guys?
We are well. You can
and cheesing right now.
All right. Do you have a question for us or a comment?
I just wanted Tiffany to kind of shed some light, because one thing I know in our marriage that we have come to realize is basically if you pray for patience and peace, it will go a long way in what, you know, you want the final ending to be, as far as where you want to get and who you want to end up in as in Christ. So that is something that is important. I just wanted her to make a couple of comments on the importance of patience and peace in a marriage with one another and everything that the enemy will attack you with and how you just have to stay strong together pretty much.
Amen. Tiffany? Tiff?
Well, I think that's a good one. I think that for us in our marriage, because the beginning of the marriage, even though everything wasn't always perfect or always so holy, I think that in the beginning of our marriage, with us meeting each other, I was already in the place of the transition of just being a Christian and just having God in the center of our lives. And no matter the times that we have failed, the times that we have argued, the times that the things that we have been through, we always was consistent in reference to ministry and God's work and putting God first and praying and going to church and getting a good word. We're always consistent in reference to just trying to practice that. And I think for that, I thank God, because even when we tried to step away and just do our own thing, God had always pulled us back. Always, he never let us go too far to where as though we didn't come back to him and put him first. So I think, in reference to that, it's consistent and being persistent. And again, as I stated in the very, very beginning, is that it takes a lot of love and it takes compassion. It takes understanding the different backgrounds of where we come from to understand different responses and just understanding one another. Because I know that, even in the beginning of my marriages and at times when I thought that it didn't work, God spoke to me. And I was mature enough to understand, how can I just want to leave because my husband has an issue, per se.
Yes.
I love him. I can't leave him just because he has problems, because I got problems too. And we worked it out. Coming from, though we came from different backgrounds, we came from backgrounds where nobody wasn't raised in, well, I know I wasn't. I wasn't raised in no church, and God wasn't ordained in anything for me coming up.
Amen.
But
so we have ran out of
our family tree.
We have ran out of time, guys. We are definitely going to do a part two. We will be bringing Tiffany back in probably next week if she can come back on. We definitely didn't get to all of our callers, so we definitely want you guys to call in again. We want to thank you for listening to Think Tank Radio. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. This is the Elam Network, and I am Keisha Berrios, and we thank you guys for calling in. Thank you, Tiffany. I know we're having a cut off, but the phone is going to cut off, and I want to let the callers know that next week, probably a part two. Okay? Amen.